Today's daf is Tainis Daf Chav Dalid, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis Amalei Rab Zrika LeRab Safra. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshaba Ben Devora, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Chaim Aaron Ben Fega, Tamar Bas Chasida from Arifka, Lioza Ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel Ben Esther, Chana Rivka Bas Freid, Menachem Mendel Ben Rachel Mindel, Gittel Bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer Ben Roiza, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Rivka Bas Esther, Sora Shainzel Bas Yittel, Elio Ben Silla, Hena Perel Bas Yecheved, Rifal Kahas Ben Fega, and Baruch Ben Rachel. So today's daf is another Agadah to daf, and the Gemara is going to tell more stories with the general context related to different Tanoim, Amayroim, Tzadikim, who davened for rain. Zok to Gemara. Amalei Rab Zrika LeRab Safra. Rab Zrika told Rab Safra, Tochazi ma bein tkifi da'ar di Yisrael l'chassidei da'bavol. Let me demonstrate to you the difference between the strong ones of Eretz Yisrael, takifi da'ar di Yisrael, versus the chassidim in Bavel. Chassidei da'bavol. What's an example of people that were chassidim in Bavel, Rav Huna v'Rav Chizdok. You have a mitzvah, Racham l'mitro. If the world needed rain, Amri, they would come to each other and they would say, Nichnef l'gabe hadadi, let's come together, the Nibai Rachmi, and we'll daven for rain. Efsha demiratzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yaisi mitro, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have Rachmanos on us, and he's going to bring rain. The Kifat Aradi Yisrael, who's an example of one of the strong people in Eretz Yisrael, going Rabbi Yoina Avud Ramani. Rabbi Yoina, who was Ramani's father, Kavi Mitzvah, Chamud Mitro, if the Yidin in Eretz Yisrael needed rain, have a Ayla base, he would go to his house, v'omalahu, and he would say, Havuli Gvolki, give me my sack, the Eze of Isli Bezuzi Bura, I'm going to try to find a little bit of wheat. I'm going to take the zuz that I have. Hopefully, I'll find some wheat. Kevin Nafik Labara, when he would leave his house, also v'koy beduchta mikta. He would try to find a deep place, dechsiv, because the pasuk says, mima makim kirosicha Hashem. There's an inyan in tefillah that a person's supposed to stand in a place that's amlik, in a place that's deep, when he damits. And he would be in a hidden place where nobody was able to see him. He would cover himself with sack cloth. He would daven v'asi mitra and it would rain. He have asi the basic. When he would come home, they would tell him, "Nu icy mari bura. Did you end up buying wheat?" So he would tell the people, "Amina, I figured hayo v'asi mitra. I see anyways. It looks like it's about to rain. There's going to be a lot more wheat, and the prices are going to go down. And because the prices are going to go down, so it's for that reason that it's not necessary for me to go and to spend all this money on wheat. I'm going to wait instead for the prices to come down." So Rabbi Zrika told Rabbi Safra that from these two stories, you can observe a difference between the way the Yidden and Bavel davened for rain and the way the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael davened for rain. The Yidden and Bavel, the marshal that he gave was with Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. When there was a need for rain, they would say, "Let's come together, let's daven." When there was a need for rain in Eretz Yisrael, the mashal that he gave was Rabbi Yoina, who was Ramani's father. He would not make a big public display of his tefillah. In fact, it was like an undercover mission. He would tell his family that he's going to buy wheat, and then he would find a deep place, mimamakim kirasicha Hashem, he would find a tzanuadiga place, and it was over there that he would daven. And clearly there was a different strategy of how to go about it, and that's what Rabbi Zrika was commenting on. Amalei Rav Zrika LeRav Safra Tochazi Ma Bein Tkifa Da'ar Di Yisrael LeChassidei De'Bavel. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Chassidei De'Bavel Mefarsim in Esadavar. The punchline was that the Chassidim in Bavel, they were Mefarsim what they were doing. V'shal Eretz Yisrael Tzenuin. In Eretz Yisrael, they went about it in a more tzniyastig way. V'loi Maidiyin Shema Shabbat Matav Eshvilam. In fact, they didn't make it obvious that the rain came as a result of their tefillah. The Marsha says that that's why Rav Zrika is referring to the Amiram in Bavel as Chassidim, and he's referring to the Amiram in Eretz Yisrael as Tkifi. Chassidim means people recognize and they acknowledge that they were Chassidim. Everyone chapra, Rav Huna, Rav Chizda, davening for rain, and that's why it rained. So they're the Chassidei de Bavel. It was something that everybody understood. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, being that it was done undercover, nobody really chapped that the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael were making it rain. So to the outsider looking in, it seemed like, oh, that the Takifi, the Eretz Yisrael, they're very strong, they don't care so much maybe about what's going on. So Mibachutz, it looked like the Yidden in Bavel were Hasidim, whereas the Amiram, the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, were more the Takifi. Either way, the Gemara is going to do what it does in Agadata, and that is digress. So we just mentioned Rabbi Yoina, who was the father of Ramani. He's this Tekifi, the Arad Yisrael, and Rabbi Zrika's Mashal. So the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about Ramani. So Ramani, Berei, have a commentary, the Bein Nasiya, the family of the Nasi was being Mitzai Ramani. He went to his father's caver, Amale, and by his father's caver he said, Abba, Abba, Hani Mitzarili, the Chever, they causing me a lot of tzar. So he went and he like complained to his father. Yoimachad, one day, have a Kachalfi Hasam, they were going through the Beis HaKfaris, Inkit carried this susfasayu, and the shoe of their horse got stuck. Ad the kabili alayu the loy kometzarele, until they made a kabbalah, they're not going to be mitzai ramani anymore. And once they made that kabbalah, at that point they were able to go vaited. Mashal speaks out on this gemara also that it would seem that it's possible to communicate with the mason, and that the mason will know what's going on in this world. And the truth is, the gemara discusses it in Masechtas Brachos Daf Yudches. Do the mason know what's going on in this world, or do the mason not know what's going on in this world? And we just spoke out last week that Tosfos in Masechtas Soita Daf Lamed Daled says that even though it's a big shayla in the gemara whether the Mason know or the Mason don't know. And in fact, if you go through the Gemara, it would seem that the Maskan is that the Mason really don't know. But at the same time, there are different places in Chazal where you find that the Mason intervene. If they don't know, how are they able to intervene? So Tosfos says an important yisoid, Reb Kivegin Gilyon Hashas was metzayin it a few dafin ago. Says Tosfos that if you moidia the mace, then they for sure know. Meaning the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yudches is discussing, do mason know what's going on in this world? If you don't tell them. But if you tell the mace, then for sure the mace is going to know. And that's this concept, this idea that you find that mason sometimes know what's going on. How's that possible? Either Gemara says the mason maybe don't really know. That's true. They don't know if you don't tell them. But if you're going to tell them, they do know. Where did it come up recently? The Gemara in Daf Tezayin said that one of the things the Yidden used to do, and there was a tiny they would go to the Beis HaKfaris and they would daven there. Reb Kivegar says, take a look at this Tosfos. Reb Kivegar means, because from this Tosfos you see that there's an idea that even though the Mason don't know, but if you tell them, they will know, and as a result, they'll be able to intervene. That's clear from the Gemara that we just learned. So Ramani, another story with Ramani, have a shchiach kamed Rabbi Yitzchok ben Al-Yashiv. He used to go to Rabbi Yitzchok ben Al-Yashiv. Amalei, so he told him, Atiri de Beichami kometzarili. He said, I married into a wealthy family, and my shver's family, they're mitzar me, they're mamish making me a lot of tzar. Omar, he said, la'anu. So Rabbi Yitzchok ben Al-Yashiv was a big bal moifes. He said, may they become poor. They became poor. Amar, after they became poor, Amar, he went back to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv, Ramani, and he said, Dachkuli, now they don't have any money. Now they want money from me. I was better off when they had money. Now all of a sudden, they want something else. Amaliyatru, he said they should become wealthy. Viyatru, and they became wealthy. Amar, Ramani told Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv another thing. He said, Rashi says that he was saying that he didn't like the way his wife looked. Amalei, so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv told Ramani, Mashma, tell me, what's your wife's name? He said, Chana. Her name is Chana. So he said, Tesiapi Chana. Chana should become Yoifi. Venesiapis, and that's what happened. Amalei, he came running back to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv, and he said, Come the Gandere Olai. He said, now that she became a Yoifi, now all of a sudden she has a certain gaiva, and I was actually better off the way she looked before. Amalei, he said, Ihochi tachser Chana l'shachru risa. So he said, may she go back and look the way she looked, the chazra Chana l'shachru risa, and she went back to the way she had previously looked. Could be the message and the lesson to be take away from this last Gemara is that, you know, sometimes be careful with what you wish for because you may just get it. Meaning people always think that if the situation was different, it would be better. And Fakaret, in both of these stories, it ended up that the way he had it, Lekatchila, was better. Here he thought, oh, if his Shver's family would have been a little bit different, it would have been better. If his wife was a little bit different, it would have been better. And he got the moifis, everything got pulled off, and Lamaise, he ended up wanting it the way it really was. Hanu Trey Talmidi, another story the Gemara tells about Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv. There were two Talmidim, Davi Shchir Kamed, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv. They used to come to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv. Amru Lei, they told him, Nibay Ma Rachmi Alon Denechkim Tuva. We want to be bigger Balikishrin. We want to be able to understand our learning a little bit better. So they asked Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv again. He's a Mayer Digabal Moifis, clearly. really, but the snap of a finger, he can make anything happen. So they said, we just want to be a little bit wiser. Amaluhu, so he told him, Imi hoisa v'shalachtiya. Rashi says, quote, Dover zeh hoya biyadi. I used to know how to do this. Shekol masha ani mevakesh hayu noisnumli. What a lie. He said, I used to have a kayach that anything I asked for, they would give me, like we saw with Chayni Amagel in yesterday's dach. But va'achshav, now ain't filasi mekubelis kolkach. Now I don't have that ability so much anymore. The Marsha, on this Gemara says that he thinks what Rashi is saying is very, very shver. Because we know that when it comes to anoshim ruchniyim, when it comes to tzaddikim, to chachamim, calls manshem askinim, as they get older, daitam misyasheves aleim, they become wiser, and they have more and more kayach. An older gadol has more kayach than a younger gadol. In oylam hazadigit in yonim, it's just the opposite. But when it comes to tzaddikim, it's the older they get, the wiser they get. We always speak out from Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, who says that when it comes to dinei Torah, first laila, and then yoyim. Right, the Hebrew day starts at night and then it follows through to the day. Whereas by Bnei Noach, it's just the opposite. It's first day and then night. The Laila follows the Yom. And Rabbi Yosef Nechemya said, that's a sign for the journey of the Yid versus the journey of the Eina Yehudi. The Yid starts off, Vayihi Erev, it starts off with Laila, he has the Harava, but as he gets older, Daito, Misyasheves Aleim, he has Naches, he has Sipuk from everything that he did, he reaches higher levels of Ruchnias. He says, when it comes to Eina Yehudi, it's just the opposite. Him, at the beginning of his life, it's Smach Bachar B'Yaldu Secho, he does whatever he wants, he comes and he goes, and it's Vayihi Biker, but then later, as he gets older and the koiches start waning, and he looks back at his life and he realizes he patched it away a whole life. So it's first yoim and then it's lailo. So the Marsha says it's not mistaber that this tremendous Bal Moifis, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv, when he was younger, he was able to pull off the Moifsim. And then all of a sudden, when he became older, he became from the Ziknei, HaGedoyle, Hadar, all of a sudden, now he couldn't do it anymore? How could it be? When he was a younger man, he was able to pull off Moifsim, and now that he's older, he couldn't. So the Marsha says that the Yoisin Nira, to be Mefarish the Gemara, Avad Rabbi Yitzchak ben Al-Yashiv was able to still do it. But when he got older, he realized that maybe it's not appropriate. In fact, we're about to learn a Gemara, where the Gemara is going to talk about different Gedoylim that actually had a tremendous aversion to pulling off these types of moifsim, and it could be that's what Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ayashim meant to say. He said that when he was younger, he thought this was a mahalach. He wanted to help Yidden, so a Yid would come in and he asked him for something, and he would give him whatever he wanted. But as he got older, he felt that it wasn't so okay. And the Marsha says it's a little more meduyik to Gemara. Imi hoisa, I used to know how to do it, or I used to do it uf shalachtiya. Not it left me. I gave it away. Meaning I decided that this is not a mahalach anymore. Zok to Gemara on that note. Rabbi Yosi bar Abin, ha-vishchich kamed Rabbi Yosi de ben Yukris. So Yosi bar Abin, he used to frequent Rabbi Yosi de ben Yukris, shafke, and then he decided to leave him. He didn't want to be by Rabbi Yosi de ben Yukris anymore. He needed a new yeshiva, needed a new place to go learn. Va'asal kamed Rav Ashi. So he went to learn by the great Rav Ashi. Yoy mechad, one day, sham de kagaris. He overheard Rav Ashi was learning. Ashi was saying shir. He said, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, ha-shoyle dag min hayom, if somebody catches a fish from a yam, b'shabes on Shabbos, kibish yashab gizela, as soon as it dries up the size of a cella, meaning the fish starts drying, the little chayv is going to be chayv. Amalei. So Rab Yosi Bar Abin, who's a new Talmud of Rav Ashi, so he tells Rav Ashi, v'leh mamar u'bein snapirov, meaning you're making it sound like that it doesn't matter what part of the fish dries up, the halacha is, you're ready going to be chayv. By the way, what are you chayv for? Shabbos, for killing the fish. As soon as it starts drying, that's a sign it's starting to die, you're going to be chayv. So the truth is, he says, not always the case. It has to be dafka between the snapirim of the fish. But if it's not between the snapirim and the fish, then this halach is not true. So he told Rav Ashi, why didn't you say that? Amalei, Rav Ashi told him, don't you know, not everybody said that. Rabbi Yosi bar Abin is the one that said it. So again, Rabbi Yosi bar Abin just came to Rav Ashi's yeshiva. Rav Ashi's giving shir, he says the halacha about someone capturing a fish on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yosi bar Abin asked Rav Ashi, why don't you say it's only true kach v'kach? So he told him, that's Rabbi Yosi bar Abin's chiddush. So he told him, ani niu, ich bin Rabbi Yosi bar Abin. Amale, so he told him, what? You're Rabbi Yosi bar Abin? V'lav kamed Rabbi Yosi de ben Yukris ha'vashchich ma? I thought you learned by Rabbi Yosi de ben Yukris. Weren't you always there? Amale, yeah, I used to be there. Amale, my time is shafke mar. So v'asa hacha, so what are you doing here in my yeshiva? You should be by Rabbi Yosi de ben Yukris. Amale, so he told him something amazing. Gavra da'al brev al barte loichas. Alay didi. Someone that doesn't have rachmanis on his son and on his daughter, you think he's going to have rachmanis on me? I witnessed the way he interacted with his children, and as a result, I realized this is not a good place for me. So the Gemara says, Bray Mahi. What did did he mean? What's the story that he didn't have rachmanis on his son? So the Gemara says, once upon a time, Rabbi Yosef ben Yochris had hired workers, and they were working for him in the field. And Rabbi Yosef ben Yochris had told his workers that he was going to bring them food. Lamaise got late in the day, and he hadn't brought them any food. Amrulei Lebrei, so they told the son, right? They told the boss, the son, Rabbi Yosef ben Yochris' son, Kafino was starving. So the Gemara says, so they were sitting underneath a fig tree. Amar. So the son said, I want you to start giving fruit, meaning there was no fruit on the tree. So he said, start bearing fruit. It's like this, the poilim of my father are going to be able to eat. Talk to Gemara, miraculously, afiku. All of a sudden, fruit appeared, figs appeared, they're able to eat. Now, as this is happening, Rabbi Yosef ben Yochris arrived. So right away, he turned to the workers because he felt bad. He told them he was going to bring them food. He assumed they're still starving. So he said, don't be choshed me that I forgot to give you food. The reason I'm late is a mitzvah tarachna. I was very busy doing a mitzvah. And I literally, the second I finished doing the mitzvah, I ran over, I want to give you food. They told him, no, don't worry about it. Rachmana lisbech. In fact, I give you a bracha that the Eved should make you as satisfied, the way your son satisfied us. So he turned to them and he said, mehecha, how did they... Had my son give you food? Amru hachi v'achi avi ma'isa. So they told him. He went. He snapped his fingers. He said, "Teina teina itziya peresayich v'kach hava." Amru loy. So he turned to his son and he said, "Bni my son, ato etrachto es koincha lahitzi teina peresayich shalei bezmana. You caused your master. You caused the Eibishta to take a fig tree and have it bear fruit shalei bezmana before really it was supposed to bear fruit. Ye yosev shalei bezmana." Because of what you did, you should die shalei bezmane. The kachava. Barte, what's the story with Rabbi Yosi de Ben Yochris' daughter, Mayhi? Havali Barte Balas Yoifi. He had a daughter that was very beautiful. Yoimachad, one time, Chazelahu Gavri, he saw a person, David Karya Behutza, he was peeking through the bushes, and he was looking at her. Amar loy. So he went to this person, he said, Mayhi, what are you doing? Amalei, he said, Rebbe, im leloi chaloi zachisi, I wasn't zoicha to marry her, leroi soloi eska, the very least I should be able to see her. Amar Allah, so he turned to his daughter, and he said, Biti, kometzaris lulebriyasar, you're causing people tzar, you're causing people to do avera, shuvi laafrech, you should return to your offer, vayikashlu bach bnei adam, and nobody should have to stumble because of you. So Rabbi Yosi Barabin told Rav Ashi, he said, this is what I saw with Rabbi Yosi de Ben Yochris. He said, a person, Gavro, da'al brev al barte loichas. You see the way he spoke to his son, the way he spoke to his daughter, al aididi, hechi chayes, there's no way he's going to have rachmanas on me. And he said, as a result, I decided I'm leaving this yeshiva, I'm going to go learn by you, Rav Ashi. So the Gemara mentioned Yosi de Ben Yochris, the Gemara talks a little more about him. Havalahu chamro, he had a chamar. He had a donkey, could have an agrile, he would rent out the donkey, kol yoimo, lo urta have a meshadrile agra gabava asile meimara. So the way people would pay it is they would literally put the money on top of the chamar, and the chamar would walk the money back to his master. If they gave too much money, a batsrila, or too little money, lay asya, he wouldn't come. Yemichad inchi zuga de sandlalo. One time, a person had leased out this donkey and he left his sandals, he left his shoes on top of it, like azza adashaklunum inaba hadarazo. And the donkey wouldn't move until the person took the sandals off, and only afterwards did it come. So we know about the chamar of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. This is the chamar of Rabbi Yosi de Min Yakris. Either way, zok de gemara vayter. Elazar ish birta. Elazar, who was from Birta, could have a chazik the gabbai tzaka. Whenever he saw a gabbai tzaka, have a tashamine. The gabbai tzaka would hide from him. So the gabbai tzaka was afraid of Elazar ish birta. Why? The choma to have a gabbai yavlu. Because whatever he had, he would give them. So Elazar ish birta would empty his pockets when he saw the gabbai tzaka. And the gabbai tzaka felt bad. They felt like they were taking all his money. And as a result, they would hide from him. One day, Elazar ish birta's daughter was getting married, and he went to the shuk to buy things for the chasana of his daughter. Chazyu, gabbai tztaka. The gabbai tztaka saw him. Tashumine, they hid from him. But he saw them. So he's chasing them. Right? He's running after the gabbai tztaka. Amalohu. So he told them, ishbatichu b'mayaskisu. Make me swear that you're going to tell me
what you're up to. Amrulei, they said, okay, listen, you're making us swear, we're going to have to swear. Be Yosem, be Yosem, we have to marry off a Yosem and a Yosem, and we're raising money. Amrulei Hamsi told them, they come before my daughter. And you see the segue from the previous Gemara. They come before my daughter. Shakal called the Havu Bahadeh. He took everything that he had, Vyavalu, and he gave it to them. Poshle Chad Zuza. He was left with one Zuz, he had one quarter in his pocket. The Gemara says, this is the Nadunya that he has now for his daughter. This is the Nichsim Alug and the Nichsi Tzayim Barzel that he's going to bring. She's going to bring into her marriage. He has one zuz. So the Gemara says he takes the zuz. He bought a little bit of wheat. The Asik, he came back home. Shadya ba'akalba. He threw it into that kalba. Rashi says that kalba is the oitzah shel chitim. That's the oitzah. That was the store, the place where they store the chitim. So he takes a little bit of wheat, throws it through the window. So the visu, his wife came. Amrullah labarte. She told her daughter, "My I see avuch, tell me. I know... your father went out to buy wheat. What did he buy? I'm really sad. I didn't see it. But I know that whatever he took, he put it into the warehouse. Asya. So she went to this storage house, the shed. Lemiftach bava da kalba, to open up the door. Chazes akalba de malachiti. This akalba was filled with wheat, literally from wall to wall. Vekonafke betzinur de dasha. Not just that, it was coming through the hinges of the door. Like miftach bava michiti. It was stuck into the door, like it was mamish jammed the door. She couldn't even open it. Azla barta lebe midrash. She came back, told her daughter. So the daughter went to the base medrash. Amala bayre ma asalach ayavach. Take a look at what ayavach, referring to the Eved Shlo. Look what Hashem did for you. Amala told her, avoid that rain hector shalayach. No, I'm sorry. I know this looks like a geshmak in Nadin, but at the same time, I swear I made it hektish. And the only thing that you're allowed to have, you can take it like an ani, meaning the Aniyah Yisrael would be able to take. So whatever the Aniyah Yisrael would be able to take, this is what you would be able to take as well. Just two interesting things that the Poskim say, you see from this Gemara. Number one, what did he say? I made it hektish. Then he said, but if you want, you can take like an ani. Now, if it's hektish, you can't take as an ani. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gulyoni Ashas, he brings a few Mar Mekoymis from some from the Rishonim, that the Rishonim said that you see from this Gemara, that if a person makes something hektish bizman hazeh, it becomes mamon anin. Meaning if someone's maktish something today, what happens to it? And the Gemara talks about it. That's why you have issues with Bechayr and Maisa Behema bizman hazeh, because you really shouldn't make something hektish bizman hazeh, because what are you going to do? It's very vulnerable that a person will end up being nichshol and have anah from the hektish, which is a problem, me'ila, etc., etc. But the Poskim say that if a person says, I want something to be hektish, harei hein hektish, that nusach today means that it's going to be tzedakah. That's what he told her. But there's a very interesting Rashi here. Rashi says that, what was the problem? Meaning, it sounds like this father, Elazar ish birta, just didn't want his daughter to have anything, right? So Rashi says, Mishum de maisen nisim hu. Because this was maisen nisim, va'asur la'adam lahanois mi maisen nisim. A person is not allowed to have anah from maisen nisim. You can't benefit from maisen nisim. Why not? The Gemara said a few dafin ago, so a person that has a miracle, he can lose his chosim. And as a result, you're not allowed to have anah from maisen nisim. So Maksha Ma'ilo, the Velta asks, that the way Rashi is explaining the Gemara, the reason Allah Ishbirta didn't let his daughter have was because it was Maisa Nisim. So what's the kasha? If it's Maisa Nisim, then why was she allowed to take Echad Mi'ani Yisrael? Meman of Shach. If it's Maisa Nisim, and that's why he says, I don't want you to take more than Echad Mi'ani Yisrael, then you shouldn't be able to even take Ki'ani Yisrael. So the Velt says that you see from here, that even though it's true that you're not allowed to have Hanah from Maisa Nisim, but an Ani is allowed to have Hanah from Maisa Nisim. This is a Yisoy that answers other kashas as well. Either way. So very often you see there's a lot of interesting halachas that you can learn out from Agada to Gemaras. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Gazer Tanis. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was once Gazer Tanis. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rebbe. He is the author or the Masader, the compiler of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was the son of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who was the son of Rabbi Gamliel de Yavna. This Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's grandson. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had a son, Gamliel, and that Gamliel had a son whose name was Yehuda, and he was known as Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. He was also the Nasi, that's why he was called Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Rabbi's enokel. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasi goes to Tanesa. He was going to Tanes. By Rachmi, they daven v'lo yasa mitra didn't rain. Amar, so he said, "Kame ikam yishmula ramasi Yehuda ben Gamliel." He says, "Take a look at how much the Doris have descended and evolved from the times of Shmuel Ramasi to the times of Yehuda ben Gamliel," meaning referring to himself. Shmuel Ramasi was able to make it rain. You see, I can't do anything. Oyloi the darsha ke niska. Oyloi the misha also be yamav. I feel so bad for all the people that have to have me as their leader. Wouldn't you be better off if you had someone like Shmuel as your leader? Incidentally, you find that Shmuel is considered the paradigm of a great leader. Yiftach b'dayrei ke Shmuel b'dayrei. Right? Yiftach was considered a leader that wasn't on the madrega of some of the great leaders. And we, Chazal say, Yiftach b'dayrei is like who? It's Kishmul b'dayrei. So he said, Kame ikum yishmul haramasi le'Yehuda ben Gamil. But the Gemara says, after he said that, Chol shadayte, he had a chalisha sadas. Like he said it and he felt it in a very, very deep place, for asim mitra. And as a reward, a compensation for this chalisha sadas that he had, all of a sudden it started to rain. The family of the Nasiyah were once guys at Tainas. But they didn't notify Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. In the morning, they told him, only Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon. So Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yechon, that we weren't Makabal Tainas the day before. We learned earlier in the Masechta that you have to be Makabal Tainas the day before. So we were never Makabal Tainas. If that's the case, the fast shouldn't be enforced. So he told him, being that the Nasi were the ones that made the Tainas, and they were Makabal Tainas, so we go along with whatever they did. If they were Makabal Tainas, we're included in it. The Benasiya Gaza Tanes. Another time the Nasi's family was Gaza Tainas. They did it because it wasn't raining, but it didn't rain. Meaning the Tainas didn't work. Tanulhu Ishaya Zeira Demin Chavraya. So Ishaya, he was one of the younger Chevra, Zeira Demin Chavraya. He said, the Pasuk says, Vahoya in Me'ene Ha'eda Nesesa Lishkaga. We learn from here, Mashal Akala Shibadei Savia. It's a Mashal to Akala that's in her father's house. Kolzman Sheinea Yafis, if her eyes are beautiful, Ein Kol Gufa Tzricha B'diko. You don't have to be Baidik anything else. Ein Dea Truta is, but if her eyes are not so nice, Kol Gufa Tzricha B'diko, then her Guf does need B'diko. Sometimes a person's eyes are the window into their soul, right? You could see through a person's eyes who they are, what their Matzav Ruach is. So Kol Kala Sheh What was the point he was trying to make? Meaning, that's the mashal. What was the nimshal? He was trying to say that the leaders are the Einei Ha'eda. Right? The leaders are referred to the Einei Ha'eda. He said, if the Einei Ha'eda would be Oiskahalten, this is what Zairi said, if the Einei Ha'eda would be Oiskahalten, he said, then we wouldn't have to look at what the Olam is doing. Meaning, the Nasi, Ke'ilu was blaming the Olam. They said, oh, we do Averis, they give me Musa Shmuzin, they're saying all the reasons that the Tzaras are happening. So, Ishaya, Zeiri, the Minchavraya said, let's be honest, if the Einei Ha'eda were good, Ein Kol Gufa Tzricha B'diko, we wouldn't even have to look at what everybody else was doing. So he was like giving the Nasi Musar. So the Gemara says they weren't happy with what they heard. Asa Avdi, the Avadim of the Nasi came, V'romala Suda B'Tzavari. They took a Suda, a handkerchief, they put it around his neck, V'Kometzarali, they were choking him, literally. Amru B'nei Masni, so the Olam saw this. They said, Shofke, let him go. The Hanami Mitzarlan, I'll tell you the truth, that it's true. I know he's been Mitzaryu, and he's Mitzar us too. And we've looked into him a little bit. But keeping the kazin and the chamilu l'shum shamayim, but we know that whatever he does is l'shum shamayim, and therefore le'amri le'midei v'shafkinalu, we've let him go in the past. Atam nami shafku, you shall let him go. Rebbe goes at tainis. Rebbe was going at tainis. V'loy asem mitra, but it didn't rain. Nachis kamei ilfa. So ilfa went to daven for the amid. This is a whole other side of ilfa. V'amri lost. Some say it was Rab Ilfi, not ilfa, but Reb Ilfi. Okay. Amari said mashav ruach, and as soon as he said that nashav zika. Literally said the words, Mashav Ruach. It hasn't rained for a long time. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi gets up, can't make it rain. Ilfa gets up, he says, Mashav Ruach. All of a sudden, winds are gusting. Mayur Dageshem, he says, Mayur Dageshem, Vasa Mitra. There's thunder, there's lightning. Say, Geest, Amale. So, Rabbi was very impressed. He turns to Ilfa, he says, My Udech, who are you? Like, what do you do? How did you just make a rain like that? Amalei, he told him, I'll tell you the truth. Klarna bekusta dechika. I live in a very poor village. The lesvei chamer lekedushav avdalotav. They don't even have wine for kiddush and avdalot. Tarachna. So what I do is I go out of my way. I work hard. Vasina chamer lekedushav avdalotav. I find wine for kiddush and avdalot. Umafiknu luhu yedei chay vaysayu. And I make sure everyone should be able to mekayim the mitzvah. That must be my schos, I think. And that's why I was able to make it rain. Similar story. Rav ikla lahu astra. Rav once came to a city. Gazer tanesa. He was gozer tainis, v'loy asa mitra, and it didn't rain. We know Rav used to travel. Rav was in Tatlofish, right? Rav was in a whole bunch of different places. So Rav comes to a certain place. He was gozer tainis. So Shliach Tzibur went to daven for the Yomid. Omar Mashav Aruach, he said the words Mashav Aruach, V'noshav Zika. Again, wind is knocking. Omar Merid Ageshem, V'asa Mitra, it started to rain. Omar Leisa, Rav told him, Uvdech, who are you? Omar Leisa, he told him, Mikri Dardaki Ano. He said, I'm a Malamed. I teach children Torah. Umakrina L'bnei Ani K'bnei Atiri. I treat the poor people's children the same way I do the wealthy people's children. V'chol D'loi Efshalei, any person that can't afford the Schar Limud, I don't take anything from him. Not just that, the Isli Peru de Kavri, I have fish, the Chol Man de Pasha, any person that doesn't want to learn, Mashachdin Ole Minayu, I give them Shaychat, meaning I give them a little bit of candy to try to get them to learn. Umesadrin Ole, Umefaisin Ole, Ada Asi Vikari, I get them to learn. And that's the schus he told Rav, I have to be able to make it rain. Rav Nachman goes to Tanis. Rav Nachman was once going to Tanis. He tried and it didn't rain. Omar, he said, Shaklu le Nachman, take Nachman, Chavuta Megudul Ara, might as well throw him off a wall. Meaning Nachman, Rev Nachman was saying, you see, I don't have the courage to make a rain. And as soon as he said a cholish that he had chalish zadas for asam mitra, and that's chos it started to rain. Rabbi goes a tennis. Rabbi goes a tennis. Boy, Rachman play asam mitra. He davened it didn't rain. Amalei. They told him for Rav Yehuda ki Rabbi goes a tennis asam mitra. They said, Rabbi, I understand. Rav Yehuda used to be goes a tennis. It would rain. You Rabbi, you can't make it rain. So Amalusa, Rabbi told him. He says, listen, you're comparing me to Rav Yehuda. He said, let me tell you, my avid, what should I do? Imishum taniye. Meaning, it's clear Rav Yehuda's mukhashav to me, right? Obviously, he makes it rain. I can't make it rain. But he said, if you really look into a little bit, what would make him more chashav? Learning. Anana difinon minayu. We're more chashav than them. The b'shneid Rav Yehuda, because in the times of Rav Yehuda, kol tanuye b'nezikin hava. All the Torah, all they learned was nezikin. They used to only learn seyde nezikin. Rashi, limudam loy hayu gadol ela b'seyde nezikin. Not that they only learned seyde nezikin, but Be'iyun, on the next level, was only in Seyden Azikun. Vanan, komasin of Shisha Sidrin. We learned Shisha Sidrin Mishnah. Not just that. V'chinkavi mati Rav Yehuda ba'uksin. When Rav Yehuda would come to Uksin, ha'isha shekoyveshes yerbik deiro, whether it was the Mishnah of a woman that is pickling a vegetable in a pot, v'amid lo some say the aloch of zeisin shekivshon bitarbeyen tahirin, Omar, he would say, avayis the Rav Shmuel kachazina hocha. I can tell Rav and Shmuel, they must be very busy in this sugya. Meaning, he didn't really know the sugya's of Tyrus, he didn't really know the sugis of Uksin Vanan, Komasinab Uksin, Tlaysa Mesifta. We have 13 Mesiftas that are learning Uksin. Meaning, we're learning much more than Rabbi Yehuda's daughter was learning. The Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, stating that, said Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda, ki have a shal of Chad Masani, would take off one shoe, Asim Mitra would start raining. Meaning, as soon as he started being Mitzayr himself a little bit, started being Noig, a little bit of Tainus and Avelis, it would rain. Vanan kot Savchinon Kuli Yoima, we yell and we scream the whole day, Felek and Ashvachman. Nobody listens to us. And he said, Imishum Uvda, he says, Anna must be then. What's the reason? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda. In Chassidus, in Maisim, is more, meaning in learning, he said, we're better. We're better than Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda was a free of the Gedar, but he said, we're better. There's no question we're better in learning. Maybe it's Uvda. He says, I'll tell you the truth. He says, if there's anyone that knows something that I'm not doing right, or that we're not doing right, let me know. So he said, Rabbi, I think I'm doing everything fine. So why is it not raining? He says, I think it's not our problem. I think it's the Dar's problem. Meaning, the Olam was comparing Rabbi to Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda's daughter, Rav Yehuda took off one shoe and he was able to make it rain. As opposed to Rabbi didn't have that ability. So everybody was like, oh, Rabbi, you see, you don't rate compared to Rav Yehuda. So Rabbi said, what do you mean? In learning, we're better. In Maisim, I don't know, tell me, call me out. Is there anything you want to tell me? I'm willing to listen. Elamai, it's not me, it's the Dar. At the end of the day, the Manik is just leading the Dar. So if the Dar is not on the same level, then there's nothing I can do. On the topic of Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda chaza hanu beitrei, the habakob partzi berifta. Rav Yehuda saw two people, and they were playing with rifta, with bread. Rashi, zorkin oisim zelazeh. They were having a catch with a challah, with a bagel, right? They're throwing bread. Omar, he said, Shmami no ikas of a balmi. He says, wow, there must be so much food that literally we're playing ball with food. Yov, ene, he looked in a certain way, have a kafna. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, there was a hunger. Amar le Rabbanu le Rav Kahana, Breid Rav Nechunya, Rabbanu Torah Rav Kahana, Breid Rav Nechunya, Shameh, he was the gabbai of Rav Yehuda. Mar d'shchich kameh, you're always by Rav Yehuda. We need to get Rav Yehuda to be mevatel this gzera. Asiye, try to force him, enough at the shukka. Let him go outside to the shuk, meaning let him see what's going on now. Chaza, he went outside, and he saw knufya, he saw there were a lot of yidden that were gathered. Amalu mayhai, what's going on? There's a tumult. Amalei, akus for the tamri kaime, the kamiz davin, they're literally waiting online to buy something to eat. Amalei said, shmami no kafna ba'amu, must be there was a hunger. Amalei, shamoy, shloifli misani, take off my shoe. Shalof leichad misano, he took off one of his shoes, va'asim mitra. And as soon as he took his shoe off, it started to rain. Kimotel mishal achrino, he wanted to take off his other shoe, asa liyo, liyo navi came, va'amalei, and he told him, Amra HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to take off your second shoe, machrivna la'alma, the world is going to be destroyed. So just before we go weiter, just for 1 second, so the Gemara discusses and compares and contrasts the Dor of Rabbah and the Dor of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was able to make it rain. Took off one shoe and he was able to make it rain. Rabbah wasn't able to make it rain. And it seems like the Oyman was suggesting that maybe it meant that Rabbah was lacking something that Rabbi Yehuda had. And Rabbah says, I don't know what you want. He said, Imishum Tanuye, is it related to learning? Anan Adifino Minayo. We're much starker than Rabbi Yehuda's Dor. How do I know that? The Bishnei de Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Tanuye Benezikin Hava. All the learning that they did was in Seder Nezikin. This Gemara is also a Gemara Masechtas Brachas Tavchav. In Brachas Tavchav, the Marsha in Chedushei Agadah says that it's interesting. Rabbi Yehuda, all his learning was in Seder Nezikin. Says the Marsha, maybe Rabbi Yehuda's Lashitasai. Because Rabbi Yehuda said in Masechtas Bava Kama, in Perek HaMeniach, on Daflamid Amir Aleph. Amir Rabbi Yehuda, Hayman de Boy Lamahavi Chasida, a person that wants to be a Chasid, Lekayim mili din azikin. He shall learn mili din azikin. Rabba amar mili da avis, famila mili da brachas. But Rav Yehuda said that a person that wants to be a chassid, what should he do? He should learn mili din azikin. So says the Marsha, you see, Rav Yehuda held that azikin isn't just a lamda shalimud, bava kama, bava metziah, bava basra, but hayman deboy lemahavi chassidah. It's also a gateway for a person to be able to become a chassid. So says the Marsha, Rav Yehuda l'shitasa, who said in Parak HaMeniach, that learning the zikin is something very, very chassid. Maybe that's why Kuli Tanoi was besaid in a zikin. Azoy zok the Marsha, b'chura, just to be moisif, an obvious noifich to what the Marsha says, you see in our Gemara, the Rav Yehuda was a tremendous chassid. Right? Rav Yehuda had this tremendous ability to be able to make a rain. Incidentally, we didn't speak this out yet, but the Rishonim, so refer to the third parak in Masechtas Tainis, the parak that we're learning, as Pirka de Chasida. Pirka de Chasida. And the reason it's called Pirka de Chasida is based on a Gemara in the first parak, where the Gemara says that if you see a dar where it's not raining, what you should do is Yelech Eitzel Chasid. You should go to a Chasid, V'yispalel, and have the Chasid daven for you. And the Rishonim say that the theme of the third parak of Masechtas Tainis is different tzaddikim that are davening for rain. And you see the Gemara refers to them as Chasidim. That's where you have all the maises, Chayni Amagol, and you have the story with Nachdim Ben Gurion, and Nochem Ish Gamzu, etc., etc. So you see that the theme of the parak is a chassid davening, and therefore the parak was known as Pirkei de Chasida. So Rav Yehuda, who had this uncanny ability, he takes off one shoe and he's able to make it rain. So you see, he's a chassid. Oh, it's very gishmak. This is Rav Yehuda, who's a not derish umakayim. Rav Yehuda said, "Hi, man, the boy, the mahavi chassido. What should he do? He should learn mili din azikin." Rav Yehuda was somebody that, what did he do? Kol tanuye bin azikin hava. And enochinam, you see, Rav Yehuda had this koyach. He was able to make it rain. But just one interesting thing, the Sefer Magid Taluma, a Masechtas Brachas. So the Magid Taluma was written by none other than the Hilig of Bnei Yisaschar. So the Bnei Yisaschar, the Sefer Magid Taluma, one less Bnei Yisaschar for Chanukah. So he says on this Gemara, Bishnei de Rav Yehuda kuli tanuye bin azikin hava. So he says the Lashon is a little bit magumgin. Kuli tanuye bin azikin hava. Should have said all we learned was Seyde Nezikin. He says, besides, what does that mean? They only learned Seyde Nezikin. It's very, very hard to understand. So he says, nefesh. I heard this in the names of Rabbi Seinu. Shoye makpidim, they had a kpeda, shaloi lilmoid meseches mi Seyde Nezikin bepam achas. Rak lahafsik bentayim belimud meseches acheres. That they wouldn't go and learn, it sounds like, even an entire mesechta in one shot. Certainly not one mesechta after another mesechta, but rather they would be mafsik in between. And he says, "Vamaskul yovin." The maskul will understand shu negen midas hoyd shenepach. That al pi soy, this is something that has a pshat, and it's related to chalila, maybe a person being vulnerable to certain paranias. So he says, "Ushnei de Rabbi Yehuda, the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda." They were such chassidim, they were on such a high madrego, that loy misyarim and aperonius. They weren't afraid of peronius. The israchish luhunisi, and therefore they were able to go ahead and learn straight Seder Nezikin. So he says, I heard from Rabbi Seinu Noichi Nefesh, shayim akpidim shaloy lumoy meseches miseder Nezikin bepamachas. But the chiddush of Shneider Rabbi Yehuda kuli tanuya benezikin havu. They were able to learn straight Nezikin. They didn't have to make a hefzik. This is something that they weren't worried about. What comes to mind, of course, is the Chassam Sofer in his Sefer HaZakarim, where he says that he used to be Geizer at Tainus in his Presburg Yeshiva before they would learn Masechtas Yevamis and before they would learn Masechtas Chulin. And it's based really on the Chassam Sofer that we spoke about last week, which is Negei this week's Parsha. He says that Yosef told the brothers when they were going back to Yaakov, Al Tirguzu Baderech. He said he was afraid that if you're going to be talking and learning, maybe there's going to be a Sakana. He said, what did he mean, Al Tirguzu Baderech? What was he so worried about? So the Chassam Sofer said he was worried because we know that the siman that Yosef HaTzadik had to give the brothers that he's really Yosef is he told them the last sugya that he was learning with Yaakov. And what was that sugya? It was a sugya of Egla Rufa. And the sugya of Egla Rufa is a sugya where somebody was murdered, somebody dies, and then we take the animal and we behead the animal. And he held that Simon and Milsi, the Chassam Sofer, that it's not such a good thing for them to be learning something about a Dover Shel Sakana while they're traveling. And the Chassam Sofer tells Su the Gemara in Chulin Tzadikayam Midbeis, where the Gemara says, Shmuel Badik Besifra. Pasha the Gemara means that before Shmuel had to make a big decision, he was Badik Pesifra. He would open up a Sefer, he would make his proverbial Gerel Agra. But the Chassam Sofer says Badik Pesifra means that he would be Badik Pesifra. What was he learning? And based on what he was learning, that would somehow affect his next move. But either way, Zokta Helig B'nei Yisachar, in that theme, in the theme of fasting before Yevamis and Chulin, in the theme of Shmuel Badik Pesifra, in the theme of Yosef HaTzadik telling the brothers, don't learn the Sugya Vegla Rufa while you're traveling, it seems Me'inyan Le'inyan, there's an Indian of not learning a Masechtan Seder Nezikin straight because of being afraid from some sort of Peronius. And that was the godless B'shnei de Rabbi Yehuda Kuli Tanoi B'Nezikin Hav. Again, this comes from the Helig B'nei Yisachar in his Sefer Magid Talum. It's a little bit more Gemara. Amar Ramari Barad B'Shmuel. Ramari, who was the son of Shmuel's daughter, said, Ano Havako Imno Agudin Nahar Papa. I was once by the Guda of Nahar Papa. I was next to Nahar Papa, that's a certain river. Chazoy le Malachi, I saw Malachim, angels, the Idmul Malachi. They were dressed up like sailors. So Malachi with a chaf looked like Malachim with a ches. The Kamaisi Chala, they were taking sand, Umalinu Larbi, they were filling up big boxes, that Kimcha de Smid, and it was turning into fine flour. Also Kuli Alma le Mizvin, and everybody came, they wanted to buy. Amr Lohu, he told them, Yehalo Tizvin the Maisa Nisanhu. This is Maisa Nisan. But the next day, all of a sudden, wheat showed up and everything was good. This Gemara, incidentally, was actually a continuation of the previous Gemara. But the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda was able to make it rain, and this is how it played out. That you see that all of a sudden there was a tremendous shefa. Rava ikla la grunya. Rava once came to the grunya. Gaza tanisa, he was going to tainus, for yasa mitra didn't rain. Amaluhu, bisa kuliyamu b'tainu saich. Everybody should go to sleep fasting. Amacha, and the next day, Amaluhu, we told him, meaning the oilam had fasted, and then they slept, and they were mamish starving. K'mi ikla the chaza chelma, is there anyone that saw a dream lema? If you had an interesting dream, tell me. Amaluhu, Rabbi Lazar mea grunya. Rabbi Lazar mea grunya was there, right? This took place in Grunya. So Rabbi Lazar from Grunya said, I'll tell you what I saw in a dream. They came to me and they told me, Shalom Tov, Lirav Tov, Meribon Tov, Demituve Meitiv La'ame. Right? Shalom Tov, like Shalom Aleichem, Lirav Tov, to a good rabbi, Meribon Tov, from a good Ribon, Demituve Meitiv. Amai, I said, Shemamino, Isrotzen, he must be, it's an Isrotzen, be boy Rachmi, to Davin. Boy Rachmi, Davin, was the Mitra and the rain. Who gave the Chayiv, Nagdi, Bebedin, the Rabbah. There was a person that deserved Malkus in the court of Rava. Yisham the Baal Kutis, because he was Baal Kutis. Nogde Rava, Rava gave him Malkus, a mace, and the person died. Ishtam and Milsa be Shvar Malkin. The Shvar Malkin got word of what happened. Baal Tzur the Rava, and he wanted to start hurting Rava. Amrale Ifra Hurmiz, Ime the Shvar Malka. So Ifra Hurmiz, she was the mother of the Shvar Malka. The bra told her son, Lay the Havilach Esek Dvarim Bahadi Yudai. Don't chep it with the Rava, don't chep it with the Jews. The Choman the Baimi Marai Yavlu. You know what powers they have? Whatever they daven for,
gets answered. So you're going to start up with Rava. Rava's going to pray and it's going to end up hurting you. Amar lo, he said, Mahi, what are you talking about? He said, Bon, Rachmi Vasan Mitra. She said, no, I know, because they daven for rain and it rains. Amar lo, so he told him, nah, what are you? You're falling for this? Humishum de Zimna de Mitrahu. Yeah, they daven for rain during the rainy season, and of course it rains. Leboy Rachmi O Idna, but Kufas Thomas. This was during the summer. He said, let me see them daven for rain now, Valesi Mitra. Shochale the Rava. So she was really on Rava's side. She sends Rava, Kavin Daitich Boy Rachmi. Trust me, take my word for it. Have kavana, make it rain. The lazy mitra, by rachmi, he daven v'leyasi mitra, but it didn't rain. Amar lefan of Rabbeinu Shalom. So he turns to Davish and he set up the following pasuk in Tehillim. Elikim, ba'aznenu shamanu, aviseinu sipru lanu, poil pa'alti b'meibi mekadim. We heard about all the moifsin they used to do in the times of the Friya Digadiris. Awesome mitra, it started raining. Ad the shafich marzavit the tzipayri, until the gutters of tzipayri overflew the diglas into the Tigris River. Asavua, his father came. This is Rava's father. Ischazel bechelmim, and he appeared in a dream. Right, we don't know a lot about Rava's father. So all of a sudden, Rava's father appears in a dream. For Amalei, and he tells Rava, "Ikad mitrich kamishmai kulihai. I can't believe you matrich the ebeshet to make it rain so much." Amalei shani dutech. He told, "Listen to me. I'm giving you advice from the other side. Don't sleep in the same place that you always sleep." Shani duchte. He went. He slept in a different place. The macher. The next morning, ashkeche. When he woke up, he saw the mirsham puri besakini. There were swords and there were knives in his bed that he usually sleeps in because he was at risk. Rav Papa goes at Tanis. Rav Papa was once goes at Tanis. Vlayosa mitra, and it didn't rain. Chola shlibe. So he had chalishas hadas. Soraf pinko de daiso. So he started eating, meaning he was goes at Tanis. It wasn't raining, and he started getting very, very weak. So he decided to eat. Ubay rachmi davin. Vlayosa mitra. It still didn't rain. Omli Rav Nachman Baruch Pasti. Rav Nachman Baruch Pasti told him, he soraf man pinka achriti de daiso osi mitra. Maybe if he would eat a little bit more, maybe then it would start raining. So Rav Papa felt like a little gechepet, as if to say, oh, you're eating, maybe in the schus of the food, maybe now it's going to start raining. Maybe eat a little bit more. Ichsef, so the Gemara says he was embarrassed. The cholish daite had chalisha sadas. For asa mitra and the schar of the chalisha sadas that he had, it rained. One last Gemara. Rav Chanina ben Doisa, have a ka'azal pa'urcha. Rav Chanina ben Doisa was traveling. Asa mitra and it rained. Amr Lefanov, he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Kol Olam Kulu Benachas. Everybody's so happy that it's raining. Of Avchanina Bitzar, I have to be Bitzar. I'm traveling. I don't want it to rain. Pasak Mitra. As soon as he said that, it stopped raining. Kimot Leveson, when he got home, Amr Lefanov, he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Kol Olam Kulu Bitzar. Everybody's Bitzar now, right? Once he got home, everybody wants it to rain. Avchanina Benachas. Why was Avchanina Benachas? Because Chanina didn't have any food anyways. We'll see in tomorrow's daf that Chanina was very, very poor. And as a result, he says, for me, it's great that it's not raining because I don't have any benefit from rain. But for everybody else, it's bizarre. Asa Mitrit started raining. Amr Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Mayahanulate Sluisa the Kohen Gadol, the Gabi Rav Chanina ben Doisa. You see that Rav Chanina ben Doisa's tefillah was so powerful that it was more powerful than the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. And this is not just the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. This is the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And it's the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tanan, what's this all about? It's a Mishnah. Hayom espal tefillah k'tzar b'veis achitzen. When the Kohen Gadol was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or maybe right outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he used to say a tefillah k'tzar. My matzli, what did he say? Rav barada, v'rav barada, dami chavayim, which made the Rav Yehuda. Yehi rotzim l'fanech Hashem alikeinu, sh'tei hashana zu. He would say that this year should be geshuma, it should be a rainy year, u'shchun and a dry year. So the Mar says, shchuna mal yisahi? Adi Rabbi Gracie, why would he daven for it to be a dry year? Ella. What he would say is, im shchuna, if it's a dry year, tehei geshuma, it should, utlula, it should be a rainy year. Val yikon and then he would say, don't listen to the tefillah of the Ivrei Drachim. Rav Acha, meaning, don't listen to the Ivrei Drachim. What does it mean? The Ivrei Drachim, they don't want it to rain. So when they're traveling, they daven to the Eveshter, don't let it rain, don't let it rain. So the Kohen Gadol is bavarning that tefillah, and he says, don't listen to the tefillah of the Ivrei Drachim. Now what happened to Rav Chanina ben Doisa? He was traveling, and he said, let it stop raining, and it stopped raining. So that's what Rav Yosef said, Mayahani le. You see that his tefillah was more powerful than the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, and not just that, it was oiker the tefillah. The Kohen Gadol specifically daven to bavarn such a tefillah, and you see that he wasn't able to overcome Rav Chanina ben Doisa's tefillah. Rav Achna b'rei d'Rava, Messiah Meshmet Rav Yehuda. Rav Achna b'rei d'Rava was Messiah in the name of Rav Yehuda. That the Kohen Gadol would say, lo ya'adi ovid shultan midabes Yehuda, that the Malchus should never leave the family of Yehuda. In English, lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda, val yiu amcha Yisrael tzrichim lesparnes zem mizeh, v'loy lamacher. And Klal Yisrael should never have to come on one to each other. So this is the end of the Chanukah Dafin, and it's actually quite interesting that the way the Chanukah Dafin end, they began with Megillas Tainis, which in the Svarim is sometimes referred to as Maseches Chanukah, and it ends with the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, where the Kohen Gadol said Lo Ya'adi Ovid Shulten Midabes Yehuda, which means Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda, which is a pasuk in Parashas Vayechi, that the Shevet, the Malchus, should always be in Shevet Yehuda, Malchus Beis David. It should always be from Shevet Yehuda. And it's Yehuda. The Ramban in Parashas Vayechi says that the Chashmoinam, after the Chanukah story, they violated this pasuk. They violated the pasuk of Lo Yasu Shevet Yehuda. They violated this theme of Lo Ya'adi Avid Shulten Midabes Yehuda. The Ramban's lashon is, this was the Oynish of the Chashmoinam who ruled during Bayesheni. They were Chassidei Elyon. And were it not for them, Torah Mitzvahs would have been forgotten. Stating that they were punished with a very, very severe punishment. Because the four sons of Chashmoinoi, even though they were so powerful and they had so much success, they ended up getting killed. They were all punished. What was the punishment for? The punishment was because they took the Malchus even though they weren't from Shevet Yehuda. So La Yasa Shevet Yehuda has very much a Chanukah theme. This is an often quoted Ramban. Again, it's quoted because the Ramban, this talks about why the Chashmoinam had a Mapala. Right here you have the Chanukah story and the Chashmoinam. They storm onto the scene in this unbelievable way, and we have the Nes of Chanukah and everything that came about through the Chashmoinam. And then at a very short time later, the Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Gimel, Kol man da amar mi beis Chashmoinoi kasino avdohu. What happened? So the Ramban says, Nichrisu kulam ba'ovin azeh, because they violated this theme of Lo Yasnor Shevet Miyehuda. But I think what's important to remember is the first part of the Ramban, and that is when the Ramban talks about who the Chashmoinam were. Ki hoyu chasidei elyon, v'lmoleihem nishtakhu ha-toyre v'ha-mitzvah v'yisrael. This is one line in the Ramban that really, more than anything, it touches up with the Yontif of Chanukah is. Right? What was the significance of Chanukah? There was a Pach Shemen, and there was a war. But really, the Ramban in one line says, you want to know what the Chanukah story was? Il molehem, were it not for the Chashmoinoim, nishtakhu ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos mi-Yisrael. Were it not for the Chashmoinoim, the Torah and the mitzvahs would have been forgotten mi-Yisrael. A very, very befitting way to finish the Chanukah dafin as it relates to a related raid by. So the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol was Lo Ya'adi Ovid Shultim of the Beis Yehuda, which again is Aramaic for Lo Yasu Shevim Yehuda. Why was the tefillah recited in Aramaic? Why wasn't it recited in Lashon Kodesh? So we will have two related raid bites related to that question.